It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to carolinachamber.org. We are talking Hillsboro today, and Mayor Jen Weaver is out and about, so substituting in, very great substitute, Mayor Pro Tem for the town, Commissioner Matt Hughes, who joins me on the phone. Happy Tuesday, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Brighton. I hope you are.
I'm doing all right. It's been a busy stretch during this summer. I know it's been an emotional stretch, too. Obviously, the news of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Friday, I think, did have a lot of people in our Orange County community a little shaken, a little frustrated. And I was out covering rallies on Saturday, happened to see you went to not only the Chapel Hill one that I was attending, but also the Hillsboro rally. So I figure we start there, Matt. Can you tell me what your experience at those rallies was like, but also your reaction to this nationwide news of Roe v. Wade being overturned and federal protections for abortions being scaled back?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there are a lot of people who are right now feeling scared, anxious, and rightfully very angry. And I think these were what these rallies were all about, that not only was it the right to an abortion, but really the fact that folks have seen their bodily autonomy be completely taken away, and decisions punted down to the states that had, you know, so many of these trigger laws put into effect. Of course, North Carolina is one of the few states in the South that does not have a trigger law on the books, and part of that is because of Governor Cooper having the veto pen and the Senate and the House not having the ability to override a veto. But there's a lot that people want to do. They're getting out there, they're mobilizing, they're organizing. They're, of course, we're collectively grieving. And I think that the other thing is there's a lot of folks, myself included, who feel like the Supreme Court's not done. And when you see a justice of the Supreme Court open the door in a concurring opinion that he wants to look at contraception and gay marriage and so many other things, that, you know, rightfully so, a lot of people feel like their rights are under attack.
And how do you feel? I mean, I know that a lot of elected officials were out at those rallies and they all have their own personal stories. You know, what about you? How does it feel for you? I know you're very involved here in statewide politics and, of course, the local government for Hillsboro. So I imagine it's a challenging mix of emotions for you, too.
Well, of course, one of the two cases that Clarence Thomas mentioned in his concurring opinion was Lawrence v. Texas, as well as Obergefell versus Hodges. I'm LGBTQ. Those are decisions that speak to my personal ability to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, to have my sexuality be affirmed in the eyes of the law, and to be able to marry the person I choose, regardless of their gender. You know, it was a lot of emotions going through, I think, everyone's mind on Friday. I can't say everything I think. I think that gets you in trouble with the FCC. but, you know, I think there's a lot of folks who are looking to channel that anger and the anxiety into getting involved in the fall elections. And I think this is going to be a good opportunity for people to find a neighboring legislative race to get involved in, so the Governor Cooper's veto remains something that prevents bad legislation from going into effect, and ensure that we can elect Sherry Beasley to the United States Senate, because that's going to be so critical to ensuring that not only do we stop someone like Ted Budd, who wants to have a nationwide ban on abortion, and I think they would do away with the filibuster to do so, but also to ensure that we can codify Roe into law. And if we can do that by getting Sherry Beasley to the Senate, I think we stand a good chance of ensuring that folks who live in less progressive states that have not targeted Roe and the right to choose, that we'll be able to give those folks protection.
Once again, we're speaking with Matt Hughes, who is Mayor Pro Tem for the town of Hillsboro. He's a board of commissioner for the Hillsboro Town Board, also a pretty high-ranking official in the state Democratic Party as well. And you mentioned this strategy. You mentioned these emotions and this hope that this will mobilize people to turn out for the midterms in a pretty critical state election here in North Carolina, both at the state government and, of course, when it comes to the open congressional seat locally and the Senate race. I've also talked with people at the rallies and seen a lot on social media of people who are saying, you know, it's tough right now because they feel like they did have really good turnout in the 2020 elections, in the 2018 midterms, but they're not necessarily seeing the dividends of turning out and voting for Democrats in that stretch. As a member of the state Democratic Party, you know, and a leader of the state Democratic Party, Matt, what would your message to those voters who are feeling kind of apathetic or downtrodden right now be?
I always believe that we have to play the long game, and we have to have the long game in sight. Things don't change overnight, and elections don't change automatically in one election cycle. It takes making sure that not only that we have Democrats in office, but those Democrats reflect the types of policies that we want to see in government. And so, you know, there might be some candidates out there that folks may not feel 100% on each one of those issues, but we've got to be singularly focused that this year it is about protecting a right to choose. It is about making sure that we keep a radical Supreme Court in check. It is about making sure that folks have access to the reproductive health care that they deserve, and to not let perfect be the enemy of the good. And so, you know, I'm a high-ranking official in the Democratic Party. I don't always agree with some of my candidates out there, but I do know that almost single-handedly, those folks are going to be working on the issues that we care about, and it does take a lot longer to get policy enacted. We see what happened with the gun legislation that passed just last week that the president signed. It took 10 years to get that done. Progress is slow, but that's why we have to be determined, because the folks on the other side have been working for 49 years to get Roe overturned. And I hope it does not take 49 years to restore the right to choose, but that's the type of long game folks have to be willing to commit themselves to.
Yeah, there's no doubt that it is definitely a marathon instead of a race. At the same time, it is also tricky because of today's news cycles, because of today, you know, people's attention spans and the access to so much information. It's also hard to kind of keep up attention, keep up motivation. What do you think the state Democratic Party's strategy is going to be to keep up all of these emotions and really mobilize voters through November, since it is, you know, still several months away before people will be casting their ballots in the midterms?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, yes, you're absolutely right. It is easy to get distracted. It's easy to get knocked off course. But I think the Democrats have found really good ways of channeling folks. We saw it after 2016. We saw it leading up to 2018 and 2020 with really good results. And I think it's really up to all of us to remember to stay engaged and involved. And it's hard. It's hard when you're trying to put food on the table. It's hard when you're trying to provide for your family and you have everything that's going on around you. But we have to ourselves as individuals stay focused that these are things that are really important. And there are so many things that are on the ballot this year: a fair judiciary, a person's right to choose, you know, gay marriage. Things that we thought were all settled issues are not so settled anymore. And so we've got to be focused on that, because if we give up, then I think there's a lot that we're going to lose.
Once again, we're speaking with Matt Hughes, who is mayor pro tem for the town of Hillsboro. Let's turn to some more local government news. HillsboroNC.gov, the town government website. The Board of Commissioners met last night, Matt, and it's the first time before a little bit of a summer break. Hillsboro meets every other week compared to the other Orange County governments, so a little more infrequently, and I think they're going to probably get started again before the other ones do, but we do have a bit of a summer break here, and it seems like last night's meeting might have set a record in terms of how short it was. Is that right?
Yeah, I think in about the 5 years I've been on the town board, we've had some meetings under an hour from time to time, but I don't believe we've ever had one end in 37 minutes, but it was a very productive 37 minutes. We were able to, on the consent agenda, definitely move some ordinances for some infrastructure projects that we need to do. But then also the big discussion item was giving direction to staff on continuing to talk with Habitat for Humanity for some town-owned property that was conveyed to the town in the 1870s due to a bankruptcy over in the west side of town, and to have those conversations with Habitat for Humanity to convey the property potentially for some affordable housing. And so that was the biggest thing. It was partially update and to give some direction to the staff, because we wanted to make sure that with a piece of property that the town has owned for so long, there's a clean deed, and that property can be conveyed without any issue. And so it's taken us a little bit of time in order to do so, especially with the pandemic. But now we're ready to move forward with possibly, deeding that land over for some affordable housing.
And you can check out the meeting video from last night by heading to the Town of Hillsborough's YouTube channel. There's also links on the town website. And now the Board of Commissioners will have a break until August 8th. At the moment is the next scheduled meeting. So a little bit of a summer break. And I think when we talk with the town council members and officials here on the show, Matt, it's easy to kind of get in our heads that, oh, these folks are just heading on summer break like schools. They'll be able to take a vacation instead of having these meetings. But since you've been on the town board, as you mentioned, for 5 years now, how do you usually spend kind of the time off between the meeting at the end of June and then the start of the meetings again in August? How do you try and use that time?
Well, I tried to definitely recharge and head out to the coast or the mountains, see friends and family. Of course, taking off the 4th of July weekend this weekend. So that's normally how I spend that time. We do typically have a July joint meeting with our planning board, so we're not completely off. But this year, I will be heading up to Cambridge, Massachusetts for a three-week program at the Harvard Kennedy School. So not so much time off, but definitely trying to learn more to be a better public servant through a program they have there for state and local officials. And so, I'll be maybe relaxing a little bit, but definitely back in school mode for sure.
Yeah, well, that sounds exciting. I'm looking forward to probably getting a report on that when you come back and hearing about how that went. We'll have to keep an eye on that and obviously continue to keep an eye on news happening around the town government. Is there any upcoming town events, whether it's other boards or commissions meeting or, any 4th of July plans, things we need to be looking out from the town's perspective, Matt?
Well, Hillsborough is a pretty quiet place during the 4th of July holiday, and then also throughout most of July, most of our boards and commissions don't meet. But we'll definitely be hitting the ground we're running again starting in August.
Well, good to know. And again, if you want to keep an eye on what is happening around the town government for the latest news, hillsboroughnc.gov is the website to go to. Mayor Pro Tem Matt Hughes, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and best of luck. Hope you enjoy the summer break.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be here.